Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Roger Plubble, and I wish to share the readings from Holy Scripture for today from Revelation chapter 11, verses 1 through 19. St. John writes, "Then I was given a measuring rod like a staff, and I was told, 'Rise and measure the temple of God and the altar and those who worship there, but do not measure the court outside of the temple. Leave that out, for it is given over to the nations, and they will trample the holy city for 42 months. And I will grant authority to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy for 1260 days, clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two lampstands that stand before the Lord of the earth. And if anyone would harm them, fire pours from their mouth and consumes their foes. If anyone would harm them, this is how he is doomed to be killed. They have the power to shut the sky, that no rain may fall during the days of their prophesying, and they have power over the waters and turn them into blood and strike the earth with every kind of plague as often as they desire. And when they have finished their testimony, the beast that rises from the bottomless pit will make war on them and conquer them and kill them, and their dead bodies will lie in the streets of the great city that symbolically is called Sodom and Egypt, where the Lord was crucified. For 3.5 days, some of the peoples and the tribes and languages and nations will gaze at their dead bodies and refuse to let them be placed in a tomb. And those who dwell on earth will rejoice over them and make merry and exchange gifts, because these two prophets have been a torment to those who dwell on the earth. But after the 3.5 days, a breath of life from God entered them, and they stood up on their feet, and a great fear fell on those who saw them. Then they heard a loud voice from heaven saying to them, 'Come up here.' And they went up to the heavens in a cloud, and their enemies watched over them. And at that hour there was a great earthquake, and 1/10 of the city fell. 7,000 people were killed in the earthquake, and the rest were terrified and gave glory to the God of heaven. The second woe has passed. Behold, the third woe is soon to come. Then the seventh angel blew his trumpet, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, 'The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever.' And the 24 elders who sit on their thrones before God fell on their faces and worshiped God, saying, 'We give thanks to you, Lord God Almighty, who is and who was, for you have taken your great power and begun your reign. The nations raged, but your wrath came, and the time for the dead to be judged, and for the rewarding of your servants, the prophets and the saints, and those who fear your name, both great and small, and for destroying the destroyers of the earth.' Then God's temple in heaven was opened, and the ark of his covenant was seen within his temple. There were flashes of lightning, rumblings, peals of thunder, an earthquake, and heavy hail." Thus far our reading. O God, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. It's an interesting reading that comes from St. John. He sees quite a remarkable sight. We first hear of the death of the prophets and the witnesses of God, but then we hear the breath of God that has filled them 3.5 days later and brought them up into heaven. We hear about the destruction of God's enemies on one hand, but the glorious revelation of the kingdom of God on the other. St. John introduces us to this magnificent sight where the work of Christ that was sent to do for us is now finally fulfilled. St. John writes, "The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever." Here St. John witnessed those 24 elders sitting before God, falling in reverence worship before Almighty God. And then they say, "We give thanks to you, Lord God Almighty, who is and who was, for you have taken great power and begun to reign." Do you notice the change? Many times in Holy Scripture, it refers to our eternal God as the God who is, who was, and who will be forever. But here, St. John offers a wonderful picture that his promise of salvation is now complete. St. John doesn't refer to God as the God who will be forever. No, and this magnificent glory of our eternal and almighty God that forever will be is turned into the present reality and an unending day of in God's eternal kingdom. There is no more of that will be, because the reality belongs to us. The redeemed and chosen children of our Heavenly Father is now, but not yet. St. John gives us this joyful reminder that everything the Christ child of Bethlehem was sent to accomplish for our salvation reaches its finality in the fullness of Jesus Christ. In his incarnation and in his birth, we celebrate again in just a few days, and his death on the cross and that glorious resurrection becomes the centrality of our blessed hope in the grace, mercy, and peace that God offers to us each and every day. It's ours now, but not yet. St. John shows us this picture of that eternal paradise, and he says, "Then that God's temple in heaven was open, and the Ark of his covenant was seen within his temple." This is that glorious picture of the holy and eternal temple of God that he offers us in his beloved Son, Jesus Christ. He came in humility, born of a virgin mother, for the sole purpose to suffer and to die for our sinfulness and to bring us into that right relationship with God and to guarantee that promise of life everlasting. Christ Jesus, who brings us his righteousness through the forgiveness of our sin, is the one who gives us this final victory. Martin Luther reminds us here that wherever there is forgiveness of sin, there is life and life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. O God, your divine wisdom sets in order all things in heaven and on earth. Put away from us all things hurtful, and give us those things that are beneficial for us through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Have a blessed Christmas. Amen.